Downtown Birmingham sounds and looks like any other downtown in any other city. There are the skyscrapers, the trees lining busy streets, throbbing with honking cars and idling buses. But if you dig deep, if you dig into demographics, you'll find something that makes Birmingham stand out. William Fry is a demographer at the Brookings Institute, a public policy think tank based in Washington, D.C. He says the population here is shrinking.
It's known as the Pittsburgh of the South. It's a big industrial center, and people started, I think, congregate in those cities before they kind of moved out into the suburbs. Many other cities in the Sun Belt, the so-called new Sun Belt cities, tend to evolve sort of simultaneously in their cities and in their suburbs. So it's a less of a distinction between whether or not you're in the city or whether or not you're in the suburbs.
From 2000 to 2006, Birmingham, the core downtown area, saw a population loss of 5.4%. And when your population is hovering around 220,000, that's a pretty big deal. Not just for the city, UAB business professor Bob Robichaud says, but for the suburbs as well.
Our ability to attract tourists, our ability to attract visitors, conventions, to attract new businesses to locate in the downtown area, and to provide the economic support that the city needs to support fire departments, police departments, et cetera, is greatly diminished if we don't do something to reverse this not just demographic outflight, but economic outflight from the city.
With all those people and businesses leaving the city, the tax base begins to erode, which makes it more difficult to entice big business to Birmingham. And after a couple of years that have seen corporations either leave the Magic City or merge, Birmingham could use some big employers just now. There's something else throwing a monkey wrench in the city's economic engine, something that could affect the long-term health of Birmingham. Allison Howell with the Birmingham Regional Chamber of Commerce says the population isn't just shrinking. It's getting old.
We absolutely need these young folks. The baby boomers are all retiring. And starting last year, which was 2006, for every two baby boomers retiring, we only had one young professional entering the workforce. So we're about to have a major crisis in the business community and pretty much every aspect of the workforce in Birmingham.
From 2000 to 2005, only about 2,000 young professionals moved to Birmingham, nowhere near enough to make up the age gap. Howell says part of the reason for that is the perception that Birmingham's dying. So what's this city to do?
You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the...
To quote Bain, how about accentuate the positive?
It is so easy for us to get sucked into the vortex of what's not working. It's much more productive for us to shine a light on what is working.
Rebecca Ryan, head of Next Generation Consulting, was recently in town for the Chamber's latest installment of Cool School, which she helped create. The program is all about educating headhunters about what's cool in Birmingham, so they can better sell the city to those young workers they're courting.
We found in our research that there are seven things that really drive a young professional to stay in your community. And one of the key findings when we were working in Birmingham was we had to get a better vibe going around what was good in the ham.
What's important to young professionals, they find, is what's going on after 5 o'clock.
Again, Allison Howell with the Birmingham Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Well, a lot of our HR and recruiting professionals may or may not know what to tell them. They get stumped a lot and... You know, they'll drop them off in 5 points and drive around for a while and say, yeah, here, this is what we've got, this is it. And that's just not the case. We've got a lot more things going on in Birmingham.
The quarterly Cool Schools highlight what those things are. First was music and entertainment, second came food, and up next is Birmingham's green space. And while it's going to be a while before the Chamber knows if the program actually makes a difference, they may be on to something if these Cool School attendees are any indication.
This is a great place to raise a family. The cost of living is great.
Birmingham is a city of hidden talents. Once you learn where everything is in Birmingham, once you learn your spots, Birmingham can be whatever you want to make of it.
And I've got so many good friends who grew up here in Birmingham who I've met since I've been here, and they've all said the same thing, that they moved away and knew that they eventually wanted to come back and have been so impressed with everything the city has to offer now as opposed to when they left.
While the city has changed for some of those moving back to Birmingham, UAB's Bob Robichaud says there's still a lot, like roads and transportation, that needs to be addressed.
you know, there's a lot of issues that have to be addressed with a smart plan and a long-term plan. I think the answer ultimately is going to be some sort of collaborative effort among the relatively independent communities to develop a master plan for economic viability.
With the state seeing record economic growth, Robichaux says it's vital that master plan develop quickly. Otherwise, the state's biggest city is going to miss the boon. I'm Rosemary Pennington.